Let me know. You good? Okay. Coach, just give us kind of a general overview of your team. Who are the guys to know? What are your focuses on offense?
Well, we're going to be really young, but I think really, really talented offensively. Our quarterback's likely to be Chasen Virgil. He was a four-star kid coming out of Mesquite, Texas a year ago. Graduated early. He was originally committed to Mississippi State when they were the number one team in the country two seasons ago, right late in the year. They had a five-star flip, and so he was a late guy that got told after he'd been committed for them for a long time that, hey, even though we told you to come in January, we want you to come next January. So he said, okay, read the writing on the wall, made a national story, and I hit him up on Twitter and said, hey, because we had been recruiting him. Yeah. I said, are you interested again? He said, yeah. And I said, well, where are you going next week? He said, Louisville. I'm like, oh, crap. But, okay, what about the next week? He said, Oklahoma. I said, well, where are you going the next week? He goes, I'm open. And I said, no, you're not. You come to Fresno. And long story short, he made those trips and then came to Fresno and decided he wanted to be a Bulldog. And really talented, was with us a year ago spring, really picked up the offense. In the third game against Utah, he started, got knocked out for the year. And so, and a week later, his backup got knocked out for the year. He's had a great spring. He's healthy. But we've got some new competition in that have really pushed him. So he should be our guy. But I like our competition, the quarterback position. Probably the strength of our team is going to be our receivers. I think we've got four really good receivers that can run. And, you know, we're going to spread people out, and we got a chance there. Defensively, we're going to make some changes, but basically based on the same 3-4 defense. Mm-hmm. We'll be much better. I anticipate on the back end, one of our corners, Tyquan Glass, who's here, I think has got a chance to be an all-conference type of corner for us. Up front, we were able to move our nose guard out to defensive end, a guy named Nate Mattson. I think he's going to be a heck of a player for us, but he's a more natural defensive end than he is a nose guard. But out of necessity last year, you know, with injuries, we had to move him there, and we had to do a lot of tinkering a year ago. But right now, we've got a couple of nose guards that are more what we're looking for, 310-pound guys that can really plug the middle. So I like where we're at.
Yeah, yeah. So on defensively, are you more of like an aggressive attacking defense?
Absolutely, yeah. We've been a 3-4 defense that probably pressures half the time. When Coach Aranda was at Utah State, he and I would share ideas back when I was a defense coordinator. It's kind of similarly based, you know, pressure packages.
Yeah, yeah. And then offensively, I'm assuming you weren't totally able to do what you wanted last year with the injuries.
No, yeah.
What's the ideal? If you get
I'll tell you, we are shifting a little bit. In the past, we primarily based out of four wides, but we've got a couple of young tight ends that I think are really good players, and we're going to be much more multiple personnel grouping and be able to switch, even though we're going to try to go fast, to make a defense defend not just four wides, but three wides, two wides with two tight ends, getting a little bit more power football. I think, you know, when you can establish a run, you know, because you've got tight ends and a downhill running game, it's much more easy to make some of those throws, as opposed to when they know you're going to throw it. You got Derek Carr, it doesn't matter. He's going to make those throws every time. You're not going to have Derek every year.
Right, right. You know, your team struggled to score offensively. It's tough putting points on the board. Was it injury-related, or was it?
It was a couple things. You know, clearly when you lose your top two quarterbacks for the year, you're going to struggle.
Right.
The other thing that we were not able to do because we struggled in the quarterback position was run the ball. You know, everyone loads up and says, I dare you to throw it. When we were down tight ends last year, you know, because of injury, so, you know, you're kind of going to games like this a little bit, unfortunately. But what it did was give our guys some resolve. You know, and this offseason was tough. You know, our guys didn't want to go through another season like we had. We hadn't had one of those in forever. And, you know, our guys, you know, are used to playing the championship game. We've been there 4 years. We've played in three, you know, championships. So we need to get back on track.
Do you feel like they've put in the work for to get there?
Absolutely, yeah. We've had a really neat off season. We've made some changes, particularly on the offensive staff. Eric Kesaw is our new offensive coordinator. He was old Utah State guy back maybe a dozen years ago. He's done a really nice job of getting our team together and transitioning our offense from being primarily a four wide spread into a more multiple spread.
Right, right. They start the year at Nebraska. That's a big game to start. Are you, I mean, you don't want to, like, worry about who you're playing. You play who you play. Yeah. But is there any concern that maybe you go out and have a tough game and that'll the mindset will come back?
No, I mean, to me, you know, Fresno State's been built on anybody, anytime, anywhere. And so we want to play the Nebraskas, the USCs, you know, the Ole Misses of the world. See where we measure up. You know, last year we weren't up to the measurement, and that happens at times. You know, a couple years ago when we were playing Pac-12 teams, you know, like Colorado and Rutgers, you know, we took care of business. We'll find out in a hurry where we're at. You know, that's the neat thing about, you know, going to places like Nebraska. We've also got to go to Toledo 2 weeks later, where, you know, they were probably the best team in the MAC, you know, a year ago, beat Arkansas. We want to play the top teams in whether it's Power 5 or Big 5 and see where we measure up.
Now, you mentioned the Twitter, reaching out on Twitter. Is that something you do often? Do you use that as a tool for recruiting?
I do. You know, the rules are constantly evolving. Right. You can text now, but back in the old days, you couldn't text. And so hitting someone up on DMs was the primary way that I would communicate with these players. And, you know, you get so much information so quickly on Twitter. I found out right away when, you know, Chasen had basically been dumped by Mississippi State that you're able to jump on top of it right now.
Yeah. Do you find it hard to keep up with all the evolving media types that the players?
Yeah, you know, my daughter and son are on Instagram and all those other things. I pretty much stick to Twitter and a little bit of Facebook.
Okay. Cool. Just last question for you. What would you consider a successful season for Fresno this year?
Playing the championship game. I mean, that's going to be our goal every single year. We don't make any excuses. Last year was not nearly up to the standard. We're going to be young this year. You know, but we're young and talented, which I take every year. We got to get some breaks with help, and if we do that, I think we're going to have a chance to play for the Western Division Championship and hopefully host it.
Perfect.
All right.
Thanks for your time.